You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Unfortunately, also I have to break to you that this will be the last evening walk down Dalal Street that I will be bringing to you. But of course, that should not stop me from telling you all that took place on Dalal Street today. The market rose for the third consecutive day. Bank, auto and FMCG were the top contributors. All the stories from Dalal Street on this final evening walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian equity barometer Sensex and Nifty settled in the green for the third consecutive session today on the 15th of October, underpinned by gains in shares of bank, FMCG and auto heavyweights. In the three successive sessions of gains, Sensex and Nifty have gained about 2%, while the overall market capitalization of BSE-listed firms has jumped to 1,45,86,056.28 crore rupees, making investors richer by 2.64 lakh crore rupees. Positive global cues set the mood for the domestic market after reports emerged that China confirmed signing phase one of the trade deal with the United States. Besides, investors cheered the prospects of a smooth Brexit after the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator signaled that a deal with Britain over the terms of their separation was still possible this week. Analysts are of the view that going forward, the ongoing earnings will remain a major trigger for the market, while global cues too will have their say. Ajit Mishra, Vice President Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "The ongoing earnings season is likely to set the tone for the Indian markets as some of the heavyweights would be declaring their results this week. We expect that more than the earnings announcement, the outlook given by the management would hold importance, especially for consumption-driven companies. On the global front, market participants would keep a close watch on the US-China trade talks, along with the movement in currency and crude oil prices." Unquote. Sensex closed 292 points or 0.76% up at 38,506.09, with 24 stocks in the green and 6 in the red. Vedanta, Mahindra & Mahindra and ONGC closed as the top gainers in the Sensex index, whereas Bharti Airtel, Infosys and Tata Motors emerged as the top losers in the index. The Nifty pack finished 87 points or 0.77% higher at 11,428.3, with 41 stocks up and 9 down. Technical analysts said the next levels to watch out for Nifty are between 11,500 and 11,600. Shrikant Chauhan, Senior Vice President, Equity Technical Research at Kotak Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Below 11,400, Nifty would find support at 11,340, and a close below the same would further weaken the sentiment. However, while looking at the market breadth and stock-specific performance, Nifty is more likely to hit the level of 11,550 in the near term." Unquote. In line with the benchmark Sensex, the BSE mid-cap rose 0.72%, but the small-cap index fell 0.11%, underperforming the benchmark. Among the sectoral packs, BSE Telecom fell 2.15%, followed by Tech and IT, which fell 0.8% and 0.66% respectively. The rest of the sectoral indices settled in the green, with the BSE Auto up 2.36% and Metal up 1.56% as the top gainers today. A few stocks that were in the news today. Shares of Hindustan Unilever climbed 2.41% to 2,063.35 rupees, a day after the company reported a 21% year-on-year jump in net profit at 1,848 crore rupees for the July to September quarter on the back of better volume growth. Shares of Yes Bank inched up 1.5% to 40.60 rupees after the lender sold stake in Fortis Healthcare. Shares of Indiabulls Housing Finance fell 4.47% to 189.05 rupees, despite the company saying it is mulling buyback of shares. Shares of Container Corporation of India, that is CONCOR, added 2.78% to settle at 595.60 rupees after HSBC upgraded the stock to buy from reduce and raised the target price to 675 rupees from 337 rupees per share. Shares of Adani Transmission jumped 5.82% to finish at 238.05 rupees after the acquisition of transmission service provider in Gujarat. And finally, JSW Energy shares rallied 5.35% to 63.05 rupees, a day after the Committee of Creditors approved the company's resolution plan for Ind Bharat Utkal. I'll of course be bringing you stories of the day, but let's take a quick look at some of the top news of the day. Hyderabad-based GVK Group is under the scanner of the Ministry of Corporate Affairs after a whistleblower alleged siphoning of funds, contracts given to related parties, issue of fake bills to inflate the cost, and undue custom and excise duty benefits derived by raising bogus bills. The government is looking into whether hefty discounts offered on Walmart-owned Flipkart and Amazon.com during their online festive sales violate foreign investment rules, a Commerce Ministry official has told Reuters. And finally, a NASA scientist, David Burns, has devised a special spacecraft that does not require propellants to reach for the stars. He also claims that the machine may be able to move almost at the speed of light. How did financial markets elsewhere fare today? European stocks climbed to two-week highs today on Tuesday as investors cheered comments from the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator that a deal with Britain over the terms of their divorce was still possible this week. This according to a report by Reuters. Among Asian peers, China's Shanghai Composite fell 0.56%, while South Korea's Kospi ended flat. Nikkei 225 of Japan settled with a strong gain of 1.87%. That's it from me for today, and indeed for ever, I suppose, on an evening walk down Dalal Street. It's been an absolute delight bringing you the stories of Dalal Street and beyond. But of course, I will still be seeing you on Digging Deeper and Stories of the Day for the Day, and those two will also be my last episodes with you. But you do be sure to listen to those two before you actually hear me say goodbye. Until the next time you hear from me, which is going to be in a few hours, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as Rs. 289 for 1 year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.